The answer is two, there are two aspects. So first of all, there is the aspect of Nidreisa. So that was how. But then there is another aspect of Nidre Hekdesh. So how can, so he has two Niziris, two Agilais. So Mimele, it has to be Eile, also a Shio of Isheino. Because as long as the Isheino was in effect, so it couldn't be Mikayim the Eolai aspect with the first count. So that with that he was Mikayim the first count. So he would have been required to realize a new count, another 30 days. But since he was Lisha Risheno, so also a Shmir of Risheno. So remember, he doesn't have to make a new count in order to be Mikayim the Nidre Hekdesh, the Eolai aspect of the Nether of Nazir. Alright. Now, before we proceed with this round, I just want to mention a certain Jewish Rashi, Shin Beis, I think, Jewish Rashi. The Mechaber mentions that Shin Beis. Simen Reish Lamed Ches. Sif Yudai. Mishkono. Mishkono. Sif Yudai. Mi she nishbal do. וחוזר ונשבע לבטל שבוע ראשינו ונשאר לשבוע ראשינו יש להסתפק יאמרינות של נפטר מדי שבוע שוב ויתר זה לשבוע שני או משבוע שוב משבוע זביתו כאילו שמוצו מוקי מוח Now, suppose someone takes a שבוע, שבוע שבריך אותי כזה and then שלא יריך אותי כזה And then he takes another shvua, shvua she'ei chuti kaze. So at the very outset it's a shvua shor, nishbal levatlas amitz. But then he's nishal l'shem. So it's a boy in Muslim afreya, there was no nishem. So the question is the shvua shi or shvua she'ei chuti kaze revived? As if there had been no shvua l'shem altogether? Or we say, since at the very outset, when he was made Tzidi Shvuo Mipi. So at that time, so it was Levatlas HaMitzvah, because at that time, there was no Hetachoch HaMizyeh. So under the circumstances, at that time, when he took the Shvuo, and the Maisa Afloya was made. So it was assumed that it is also for him to eat the Kiyah, because of the first Shvuo. So even though afterwards, a day later, he was Shein Lechoch and Lechoch was Matir. So that which in the very outset was considered as Shvua Shor cannot be revived as an effective. So usually stop. Yamdinon Shein Niktam in the Shvua Shor Vitaza Shvua Shiyo Mishvua Shor Mishvua Zbitu Kibu Shein Mosom Okimo. So that's a Chubes Arashbo. Chubes Arashbo. Shin Veiz. Now, the Rashbo, and the Gro points out, I mean, that there is a certain variance between the Rashbo's Sofik and the Mechaber Sofik. The Rashbo has that Sofik. Why does he have that Sofik? Somebody asked him. So he says he doesn't know. Now, why doesn't he know? Now, after all, Rabbi says, שהחוב זין ובייס, כלומר רובד, שהמלישה עורם שינו, אולסו השאיר את החשיב, תחתיו. לקיסו וקיקיה, שבוע, שבוע של איכו קיקיה זה, ולדן שבוע הגן של איכו קיקיה זה. ואימא מסעי, מי שנודע פייסניסיר, סומון עורם שינו, ויפריס עורם קוב, ומחכים נשאר עורם שינו, אולסו השאיר עורם שינו. זה נגמור עשה זה צנאו סיוע, הוכה אשר, הוסון נזיר הסמיריס, לחימון נפשינו, בו ימדה מינו שניו, ולא ישאיו, הוכה שבוע שניו, מי יצא כבר? מי יצא כבר? זה נגמור איזמת חדרי, and the real doesn't mention שבוע עשרו בזדי. So that so that Rashba says apparently the reed doesn't pass in Rovesli. The reed doesn't pass in Rovesli. In other words, in Misha or Mishen also Mishinio Tachnet. In other words, that according to the Pesach of the Ri, the Aloha is not like Rabbi. In other words, if somebody took a Shvue, 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 and then he took again a Shvue, 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 and then he was Misha or Mishen, so he's not, he doesn't become bound by the second chair, according to him. Why, but how can he pass the contrary to Rabbi's deen? The answer is because the Ri assumed that since the Gemara said midome hochashte, so that means the Gemara was matche of it. So the Gro says, I mean, the Gemara is not matche of his deep. The Gemara is only matche the Rai from Nisiris, but not matche of his deep. And then it appears from the Rif in Dori that he does fast and that, all right, whatever. So the Rambam has this topic, and that case, because maybe the Aloha is not like Rabbe. So if the Aloha is not like Rabbe, so in other words, so that means that if someone took a Shvue, then he took another Shvue, again the same Shvue, Shalaycho Kikazer. So then the second Shvue is not Chal, and even if it's Nishlal Visheno, so the second Shvue is not revived. So why? Because since at the very outset it was not Chal, it cannot be revived as a result of the Hetachoch. I mean this story of the Rashba, the Rashba says in the Ri, is similar to the Lomdes of the Mishkenes Yaakov. I mean the Mishkenes Yaakov says that the only reason as to why we say also a Shniyo or a Sheino is because at the very outset it was Chal Ligabi Yisatvede. It wasn't Chal Ligabi Onshi, but if at the very outset it wouldn't even be Chal Ligabi Yisatvede, then it cannot be revived. Even at the time of the Aploy, it is not Chal, so it cannot be revived through a retroactive Aloha. So in other words, that's the long days of the Mishkenes Yaakov. So currently, what the Rashba says in the Rif, that the Aloha is not like Rabbe, because according to Rabbe, so in other words, according to Rabbe, so even though Shvua is the Cholal Shvua, even though Shvua is not Cholal Shvua, so it means that it's Chal Ligabi Yisakrei, only Ligabi Onshi. Masha'im came with the Gemara is matre of his deen. So why is the Gemara matre of his deen? Because Shvua Yichol, Shvua implies that it's not Chal even Ligabi Yisakrei. So maybe it cannot be revived. Alright, so this is the reason as to why the Rashba is on it. Now, if the Mechaber passes that on it. Mi she nishba al dobo bechoza vi nishba levat al Shvua Yisheno, vi nishba al Shvua Yisheno. יש לי הסתפק עם אמרינו שנקטע מדי שבוע שעוב, ניתר זה שבוע שניו, משבוע שעוב, משבוע סביטו, כי משמות זה אומות לא. But the Mechaber himself paskins of his being, still he paskins the tzot. He paskins the tzot. So what is the tzot? It's the plain tzot. I mean, there couldn't be any other tzot. The Mechaber was inspired by the Rashba's truth. But the Mechaber holds that even if the Gemara was not Matre Rabbe's deen, but not Matre Rabbe's deen, he was inspired by the truth of Rashba. In other words, the same wonders that the children of Sagashwa mentions. But the children of Sagashwa says that the Kohen Tzadik Vidimore was Deichel, Robes Dinotika. But we don't have to say that. So we can assume that Vidimore was only Matche the Siyua to Robes Din. But that's indeed remains. But he accepts the wonders of the Rashba. So the Rashba has his, the Mechaber has his of that even though the Mechaber himself passes the halacha, that if someone took a shvuah shalichot kaze and then took another shvuah shalichot kaze and then was nishal gishenyo, so he remains bound by the second shvuah, but because over there the only reason as to why until the hetachocha he was not bound is because of the nisachal alisa, but now there is no mineya of the nisachal alisa, so that's why he becomes bound by the first shvuah, he becomes bound by the second shvuah. But in this case, so that's the case where the same shvuah, where the shvuah, the first shvuah and the second shvuah was the same shvuah, where the second shvuah confirmed the first shvuah. The first shvuah was shvuah shalichot tikaseh, and the second shvuah was shvuah shalichot tikaseh. Masha'in came in the opposite case, where the first shvuah was shvuah shalichot tikaseh, and the second shvuah was shvuah shalichot tikaseh. So at the very outset, it was levatel. So, but then he was nishal v'sheino. So retroactively, it becomes determined there was no shvuah v'sheino. The first shvuah was victorious. So mainly, retroactively, it becomes determined that the second shvuah that he took before was not levatel v'mitzvah. So retroactively, it becomes objectively determined that it wasn't, the second shvuah was not levatel v'mitzvah. But subjectively, you cannot negate the subjective reality that subjectively it was levatel v'mitzvah. Mimele, as I said last year, the machloket between the Rambam and the Rambam, whether if he took two shvuahs and whether hetachot was nishal of the shliyo before the rishayno, whether it's chal. So the Rambam says it's chal, the Rambam says it's not chal, and the Rambam says it's not chal. So it's not. We don't have to say what the Karneiro says in the Rambam. That even at the very outset, it was chal legabi yisoret reide, it wasn't chal only legabi onshi. No, we can say that it wasn't chal even legabi yisoret reide. But the question is whether shaile can take place on the shvuah if subjectively it wasn't chal. But objectively it becomes determined that it was chal. So whether we have to consider it from the objective point of view or from the subjective point of view. So here too, that's the subject. True that it becomes determined, limatreya, that when he took the second shvuah, it wasn't rebatel v'mitzvah. Because it becomes determined before he was limatreya, there was no shvuah not to eat of the kikeh. So the second shvuah to eat of the kikeh was not rebatel v'mitzvah. Was to do it varoshus, that objectively, but subjectively, it was levatel v'mitzvah. So the suffix is whether the halacha of nishba levatel es hamitzvah, nishba levatel es hamitzvah is yeshua shor. So does it depend upon the objective state effects or upon the subjective state effects? Now, the Gemara in Nozia says. Now, you'd say it is stubborn, dependent upon the objective state effects. After all, why should we? Subjective state effects means how the facts were assumed by the mind of the person. But objectively, it becomes determined now that there was no shvuah, not in the beginning. So, all the time, everyone was laboring under a mistake when he thought there was a nisa shvuah to eat the beginning. So,
some way it should be considered from the objective point of view. Why should it be considered from the subjective point of view? But there is a reason as to why it should be considered subjective. The more I say, because the and that's it in Nefesh. So she was allowed to drink wine. Vihivu Yodah Sheikh the Bible, but he didn't tell her that he was made for her and that there were prisoners. And even though she was not cognizant of the fact that the Nether was moved, the Nether of prisoners was moved for her, so subjectively, she was not allowed to drink wine. Objectively, she was allowed, because the fact is that the Baal, the husband, was made for her. But subjectively, according to her own impression, she was still forbidden to drink wine. And she continued to drink wine. Ayes pekeses avoy. So she had chayeres malchus. Why? Because after all, she didn't do any iser. She only had a bad intention. An intention to do an aveira. But she didn't do any aveira. It's like someone who thinks that a piece of meat that is on the table is great, is leveret. And he eats it. Doesn't care that it's the leveret. That's objective is leveret. And then after he ate it, he found out it was flat kosher. So he was not even himself leveret, but he had a bad intention, a machshove, to do an aveira. A machshove to do an aveira. So in Sfetes Taboy, Rebudei Meir, even in Sfetes Taboy, he speaks Makas Marduz. So Malkes she doesn't get. But Makas Marduz she does get. Why? Because of the machshove. Of the kavonet to do an iser. Tana rabon, isha afeiro va l'shem yislacho, v'isha sheifa lo bayo, v'hi lo yodo, hakos of vidavi, she yitzricha kaporo uslicho. Tosho yo magi arava akive, it's a posik ze, ho yo beich, umam ishe nischa v'lal iz biyodi psa chazir, v'yolo biyodi psa ple, tom kaporo uslicho, ha nischa v'yolo biyodi psa chazir, alachas kamo v'chamo. So it's Gemara Mefreshes that if someone is mishaven to do an avere, and fortunately for him, it turns out that he didn't do an avere, so he saw kaporos lecha, he's a chayte. So we could understand the sophist of the mechaber, nishe nishbal do, because abin nishbal levat el shuwa rishen, v'nishbal ונשאר על שבוע ראשין, או יש נסתק איתם, זה שני כאן, בשביל השום, איתה לשבוע ראשין, או בשביל השום, בשביל השני. כי בשביל מוצא בוקם, זאת כבר שני, but since he was נשאר על זה ראשין, או, so it's good, it was about חיה, that it was at a time he took the second shvui. To eat the kikia, it wasn't about the bar mitzvah. Objectively, it was determined. But subjectively, it wasn't about the bar mitzvah. But it should be considered a shvua shov anyway, because even though it is determined that he wasn't objectively osea, but since subjectively it was osea, so at that time it would have involved the nisa to eat. At that time, for this person to eat of the kikea would have involved the avere of mischav lecha psachazir, v'yod yod psachle, and the tzor kaporos. But the Gemara only says isha afeva v'lishem yislach lo the tzor kaporos. So it could be, the pshat could be, that she has a din of a chitas. But what kind of a maisa did that woman commit? The husband annulled her nizirus. She didn't know about it. And she continued drinking wine. So she had a kavone, a machshove roe, a kavone to do a nisa. But she didn't do a nisa. So what maisa isa was she here? Was she in the air? The isa of Alecho, Malishte? If one drinks, if he knows that drinks wine, but if someone imagines himself or herself to be in Nozir, and but in fact he is not, so he's not even the Bal Yechol Bal Yishti. So there is no maisisa, but it's a chetimtze of being a chetim. But the Torah says, Isha Piro Malishem Islafo, in other words, she's a chetas. She requires kapore. So that means she has a shem chetas without maisavir. A shem chetas without maisavir. But in maisavir not, which love would she have been, is she a there when she drinks wine? So the same thing here. Suppose he did eat of the king. And then later on, Moshe and Rishay. So which Isa would that person be there? The Isa of Shemashekia, the Isa of Yahoo, Nachaya? Because it's going to be from Alfeya. That it's going to be, I mean, so which Isa was it? Which Isa was it? So only the Mishab Lachub Sahazir. At that time, if she did eat the Kikya, which is in conformity with the second Shem, but it would have been repugnant to the Aruche of Mishab Lachub Sahazir of all of Yode Sakra. But there is no Maisis, just a Chayde. So the question is this, when someone takes a Shvut to do something that will make him a Chayde, but it does not involve the Maisin Yisrael. Is it a Shvasho or is it not a Shvasho? So there is a very strong argument. Now the Aloha is Nishba Vakras HaMitzvah is a Shvasho. But Shvut HaRamba means that if somebody takes a Shvut to eat the Chotik as Ayis Neveile, so it's not a Shvasho, because the Yisrael of Chotik Shio is Nishabe from Kol Chile, so it's not a Mufurish Batei. The Rambam Shittet, you see? There are two derises. Now, So mainly, not only it's not Ishua Shor, it's Imcha. The Rambam says, Nish Bashayich or Chotzik as Ayis Neveiros Trebes. So it's Imcha. Now, there is no doubt. So, there is no doubt that as far as the Shemchete is concerned, so if somebody, he eats a Chotzik as Ayis Neveiros, so it's not that from the point of view of the Yisra Amufurish Beteira is a Tzadikot. But that wouldn't even make sense. So there are two kinds of Isurim. There are two categories of Isurim. There are the rices that are implicit, explicit or implicit in the judicial mikro, and there is another category of the rices, which the Rambam calls the Vesefer. But it's also the rices. In other words, if an Ishishish, the Rambam calls Dushikese, he calls Did we say why? Because it's deduced to Exer Shabbat. But if a woman is Mizan, if someone is God, Ali Shishis, who became Mikodeshes through Keset, he's Chayv Mizan. So, but as far as the Yisrael is concerned, so over there, so this is the Exer Shabbat is the Exer Shabbat that Kedushin Keset is effective, is deduced. But then it comes with the love of the sinner, there is no doubt. But even in the case where a person is Eber and Isa Shem Yifurish Batero, so he can say that the Yisar is a Isa Shem Yifurish Batero. But the Shem Chedi of the Gabbe is the same. Furthermore, in regard to Chotzi Shio, there is a Machlekes Hashem. Teis Veshitim Shvuyes is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says Chotzi Shio is not Teo, even though it's not Shem Yifurish Batero, it will be Shvuy Shor. Teis Veshitim Yisrael Kanam. But in regard to Yisrael Rabbanon, then it's a Gemara Mefureshes that the Shvui is Chal. If somebody, let's say according to Rish Lakish, that Chotzi Shio is only Yisrael Rabbanon, so it's a Gemara Mefureshes that Shvui would be Chal. So if we say that Aloche of Nishva Levatla Samitz Nishvu Ashok depends upon the Yisrael, the Mitzvah, so then we can understand. So only when someone is Nishva to be Levatla the Mitzvah that I say, and Nisa the Raise. Not if he's Nishba, bin Vatal and Mitzvah Rabbanon, and Nisa the Rabbanon. But if the Aloch of Nishba and Vatal Sam Mitzvah is not necessarily based upon the Maisi Yisra, upon the Maisa Vere, but upon the Shem Chinkin Begabre, it's a Gemara Poshut, it's a Gemara Poshut, without any Gemara, and then it's, I think it's a Gemara in Gimomes, that Chok, so the Gemara says, Kolam Kayim Bim Chachomim Niko Kodesh. So the Anamira says to him, ומי שאיבר על דבר חכמים, קודש ודורי מקרה, ראש הנאמן ומקרה, ביטניו. So in other words, so the Gemara says that if someone is able to do Chachamim, he's a Roshe. So what does it mean he's a Roshe? He's a Roshe. Midrabonon, Midrais is a Tzadik. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. Midrais is a Tzadik, Midrabonon is a Roshe. If he's a Roshe Midrabonon, it means Midrais is a Roshe. He will not be postulated because there are certain clothing. What kind of a Roshe is postulated? If somebody talks Roshe Nore, he certainly will allow the Raisi, and still he's not postulated. But he has a Shem Roshe Midrais if somebody is able. He's Eber, and he said Rabbanon. So, and still, the Aloha of Nishma Levatel is a mitzvah, that is Yeshua Shor, it does not apply to Nishma Levatel is a Rabbanon. So it's a raya that the Aloha of Nishma Levatel is a mitzvah. Yeshua Shor is based upon the Maizabir and the Raisa. So it only applies to the Maizabir and the Raisa, not the Maizimisea, the Rabbanon. So then we have to understand the topic in the Mishnah. Now, Abliyin and Shamichu, the Shamashish, paragraph in the Mishnah, says as follows. It mentions a number of mitzvahs that people are mitzvahs. Viloisosuru, so in paragraph in the Mishnah, he says, Viloisosuru achel vavchem vachrei neichem. Uzhamu vaze, shalom lachshi vlasi sabeiro, vichol plak pesha vachet, ki inyen shenema, michashi floreya. So he says, Uzhamu vaze, shalom lachshi vlasi sabeiro. So if somebody has a machshove to do nabeiro, just the tent is mischav to do nabeiro. Mischav lech psachazir. Golo biyodi psachazir. Golo biyodi psachazir. So then, he's not even the Yisrael of Chazir, but he's either allowed the Yisrael of his Yisrael of Achei Levav Chem Achei Levav. So that also comes within Achei Levav. But any kavon to do an Avere, even though he doesn't do it, so involves the violation of his Yisrael of Achei Levav Chem Achei Levav. So that's my Zizah. That's my Zizah. Now, Gemara says in Dushim, Machshon Roy in Akosh Boch and Tzav and Maize. So that only means, doesn't mean that, that there is no Maize Yisrael, according to Rabbeinu. It means that he is not held responsible as if, let's say, if somebody is mischaving, Lecho Psachazir, Bodhi, and Psach Le, so he's not Nedesh, Bidei Shemaim as much as one who is mischaving Lecho Psachazir, Viola Lecho Psachazir. So he's not held responsible as he was Ichab Sachazir. So we got the Abu Zohar, and Gemara says that Machshav Roya could be Bochum Tzav Maise. That means that be Eli Shomayim, so for the Machshav of Abu Zohar, he is held as responsible as for Abu Zohar be Maise. But we can be sure of it is. So there is a big difference, but it doesn't mean that there is no Maizis, according to Amiene. Not only is he Chete, but he's even about the Haise. Now, if he's even about the Haise, then of course, it is Nishbal Vatel Samitzeh. Nishbal Vatel Samitzeh. So we have to say that the Sophic in the Mechaber is whether the Rabbi Yehine Saloche is a Chidesh. Rabbi Yehine Saloche is a Chidesh. Because the Sifri says, "V'lisusu achlivavchem v'chilichem." So, "Achlivavchem zubinus." That's the Gemara in Broches, and the Sifri, "V'chilichem zuznus." But the Gemara doesn't say that within achlivavchem is contained a prohibition against any kavone to do in Isis. But Rabbi Yehuda says that. It's not mashma that the Rambam agrees with Rabbi. It's not mashma because when the Rambam discusses the love of the Zisuach Levav Chem Achrei Neichem, so he doesn't mention a kavone to do in my season. But Rabbi Yehoshua thinks that way. So Mele, this is the topic in the Mechaber. Whether in Yischavu Lechel Psach Hazir, the Olo B'Yodei Psach Le, there is in my season or not. If we say like Rabbi Yehuda, there is a Maisi Yisrael. So then, even though it becomes determined,
that there was no, he said to eat of the tikkah because the neder was nekalumah, the shvuah, the first shvuah was nekalumah, lafeya, but at that time, when he took the second shvuah, sheikh of tikkah said, so then there was a nisa of lisesu. There was a nisa of lisesu. So in the middle, it can be considered as nishvat samitzvah. Or maybe the haol aloche of nishav lechem sachazi of all of yadip sample is only that he covered shem chayit. But not that there is a mysis. Not that there is a mysis. Now, you got that thing. The chib, heiche, the yishvu chol al shvu, וחי מבית, כך עם נדע יכול על נדע. ומומע, כן עם אולי כי כזה, כן עם אולי כי כזה, אין חי לחץ. וכי תונה לי שנה בסך נדע, דף תלבים לי שלי נזיר את סודם, תחסיק. מי הוא להום דין צעדים את דורם בשמיץ, שהמידורם חולים על השבועס, ואין השבועס חולה איס על המדורם. כת, מי שבא שני איך הוא כי כזה, והכן עושה לו בכן, עושה לו אוכלי, כדמי לו מי הוא, So if he took his shmuel, then he should eat the kif. Then he took in the not to ask the kif. So the metal is hal, because the metal is hal, the bakal al mit. The amin will be okay to suki shani yitzel, or shani meitel os, u bi bada, I bichay yichel ne the cholok, al mitzve, chay on hama shmuel, she mitzvu shte, u shmuel, shte in isa gavre, vi chay alay in isa hert, din dorin, li batmo, vi shem al dait. So that's it of a portion. And the Ram says, יש גם כן ששם שהנדר חול על השבוע לבד לו כך הוא חול מקיים. So the fact that נדר is חול על השבוע לבד לו, that's it of a portion. So there is no question. But he says, אפשר, is not 100% true. כך הוא חול מקיים, שאני אשבע שלו יהיה חוקי כזוג, ויכול זה אבו עשרי אולוב בקיינם, ויוכל חייב שתיים, וחיימני. So even though at first he said the F-share, not the 100% true, and then he said וחיימני, so it's in. He is not absolutely certain about it, but he is disposed towards that chip. וחיימני, אם לבטרי חולי, אם לקיים לכל שם, ומעלו קיים לגוף ודחסים, וחיים לשבוע סלסנאי, the same time, why do we say that neder is chal v'atel bar mitzvah? All right, it's a kosov v'adishev. But what's the pshat if there is a kosov v'adishev? Give it a neder v'adishev. Because neder is l'isachet v'zeh. So, the chiv v'shvuyes v'ismayel is a gav. Kein ha-kein mitzvah is a l'isachet v'zeh. So, the main way for the same reason, we have to say that neder is chal v'shvuyes l'kai. To confirm the shvuyes. If you took a shvuyes, shvuyes shalaych v'kif v'zeh. Then he said, "Kick your zeh osar alai." Okay. So then it is half. Why? Because it's a nisamitzi. Because we have two kinds of nisamitzi. One kind of nisamitzi is that it is half vis-a-vis additional gavres, like the nisar of a shesach is half a nisar of a physician. But because it's half gabe the other achim, it gabe the other achim. So, memory is how we have a hip tube. That's one type of isamensi. And another type of isamensi, like the Isa Hekdesh, is how and Chile. Because until it was Magdishet, so Chile was also Bachile, it was not also Banoye. The moment it was Magdishet, so it became also Banoye. So, here is the same kind, it's analogous to the isamensi of the Isa Hekdesh being how and Isa Chile. Because there is an additional element in this. Not new gabres are included in this. Alright. So he says, the chiv yishvu is l'smayel is a gab. Ki oma keime mitetzi v'yizachev tse. Abo yishvu is chomitz al nidori. Lo yivati yom lo likai. Shimo sarala atzmikit. Vicho zali nishvo shiyach lenu. שיכלנו, דתי יפי עשר תקיקה, דפינת, אין דן איתו כשמוי נעתו לי דתיקה, so פשיטה שמרה שוי לא אוכל, וכן נענו נשבלו שוי יכלנו, איזה יאי,
So, because of Mishba, she when we should be there, so then Pshite, she can assure the way because it's Mishba Mubarak and Samit. The Chayin Namu Mishba, but suppose the first there was in Yazar Kikia, and then he took in Shmuya to confirm the matter. In other words, Mishba was Shmuya Yechlen, or so it's not Halim. Why? Because of Inisa Halalisa. In Eve, Elo Mishba Yach. You like to remain now that here too there is Inisa Mishba. Die Gehege, die sich heftet in Dorn, kann man sich aber nicht schwiss. Auch ein Name, die sich aber nicht schwiss, kann man sich heftet in Dorn. Wenn sie in Dorn gehen, die sich heftet, die sich aber nicht schwiss. Schau ihm geben, schön Esser, aber koi oma will ja auch gewohren. Koi oma will ja auch gewohren. Koi oma will ja auch gewohren. Weil war, die sich gab nur, die kommen sich in Batero. Hier kann ich nur gegen die Schwiss, die doch ein Land. So, dann wurde es so, was der Anschiede hier. Der Schwiss, Shmuya is not Chalaneda. Shmuya is not Chalaneda. Why? Because Nedea is has Isachav Hefze and Gavre, and Shmuya has only Isachav. So remember, it's a Nisa Chalaneda. Now, the Ritvo in Shmuya is that complains. He is Chalaneda. Kaimon, that forbids in Shwiz, the visual ito, Shah Shwo Holo Aneder, the Neder of Shwo, the Kaim, the Ay is a Hefze, the Ay is a Gav. So the Shita of the Ritvo in Shwiz is, and that's the Ritvo himself, the Ritvo Anidor, he is the Talmud of the Ritvo. So the Shita of the Ritvo is, the Jos is neder is chal, and Shvuo, why? Because Shvuo is a gav, and neder is a chefze, so it's amazing. So neder is chal Shvuo, so Shvuo is also chal on neder, because neder is only a chefze, and when he takes the Shvuo. After he took the neder, so there is a nis amazing, because it's a nis a gav. Now, the time by the Ram, seems to be a very strong time. I mean, the Malyacho is certainly Chal and Gavre. So how can you say that it's Israelisit because of the Isagavre of Shue? Because of the Isagavre of Shue? So, as I said before, several times I mentioned it, that true, there is an Isagavre there, but the Isagavre of Neder is a derivative of the Isachet. In other words, so in its essence, It originates in his chepze. How did it become osea? A public chepze? Because he has a chepze. So the foundation is the Issa chepze. And then the Issa gavre is chal. As a result of this chepze. The result of the chepze. And let's say, when the Ritva Nidorim says that all Issurim Nevilas of Reifes, so is this a gavre. It doesn't mean that there is no Shem Yisra on the Chepze. Of course there is a Shem Yisra on the Chepze. But over there, while there is a Shem Yisra on the Chepze, so there's the Yisra Chepze, the Shem Yisra on the Chepze is a derivative of this Agave. Why is there a Shem Yisra? Because the Torah is vis-a-vis going. It's not Osea. So, in other words, so there is a Shem Yisra, but the Shem Yisra is a derivative. Is a derivative of the Isagav, the Isachevtze by Nevilas Utrechtes, so it's a derivative, it's derived from Isagav. So basically it's an Isagav, because we are Muzer and the Tiser, so we may say it has a Shemisa, the Chevtze has a Shemisa, Shemisa. Masheiki Banigotim is just the other way around. So we may say the ritual Ishwiris is mainly to the Ram, that the Bal Yachor is Chal on the Gavre. But that is a gavre is a derivative of the chepze. Masha'im came shvue, so in its essence it's an isagavre. So maybe it's an isagavre. That's the shite of the ritual shvues. Alright. Is a Yerushalmi. Perikam edunchil. Bekikea. Vioche is a Yerushalmi. Bekikam edunchilti. Bekikea echot. Bekikim shiistir olof shvue. Kim veilom. Mekam veilach kimeichot shvue esal yisur. ואין שבוי אסחול על האויסור. אומר רב יודן בירושי, הסתנדר והקי איסקר שבוי. אבל אם איסקר שבוי, והקי נדר, המידור עם חול על האויסור. So the Ran here, and I want to discuss that already. The Ran here says that שבוי is not חל על נדר, and he's disposed of the שיטה that נדר is חל על שבוי. How about נדר על נבילס את רייפס? The Ran doesn't discuss it yet. But there is a machlekes between the Rabbi Ruin and Rabbi Gveiger, what the Ran Shite in Midorim is. As a matter of fact, the Ran here in Midorim doesn't discuss it. He doesn't discuss it. He doesn't discuss that thing altogether. But the Ran Shmues, we mentioned, the Ran Shmues has two shades. Shmuel's and the Rib, there is that test in the Rib, at the very top. So he says, at first he says, the second line, Avo Yisalois es eshel teiro yinele chol al yed. So it's not Chal. It's not Chal. Yisalois es eshel teiro yinele chol al yed. Why? Because in Yisea, Chal al Yisea. In Yisea, Chal al Yisea. In other words, So some say that the pshat in the Ran is, in the first Losh in the Ran, that Nisa Nevele Treipo Niso Ekiro is a Nisa Chepze. So the Mele, Neder cannot be Chal on Nevele Treipo because there is no Nisa Meitzi, because Nevele Treipo is also Nisa Chepze. And then he says, Vachir Menri, Shechir Mishandor in Chol Nadla Mitzvah, the Bitu Mitzvah, Abikium Isa Leises Echol, Vim Ova, על איזה יישר, אבל גם כן על בל יחד. That Nidorim is Chal. That's like the Ritva Nidorim. That Nidorim is Chal on the Nevilas Utrechtes. Why? So it is the Ritva Nidorim says so. because the Devil's Prayer is a garden and then it's a head. It is a reservoir, as I said at one time. So, I mean, the Rit von Nidoren is also made that all the Devil's Prayer. Is the right part is a garden. So the Melee, the Rit von Nidoren says, and around here, in the second Rosh, he says that it is considered misalism. Even though in the net result is that the Wilson Trapez also has a chance. But theoretically, essentially, it is an Isagabe, and the Isachetze is derived from Isagabe. So the Melee, whereas Neder, when he takes Neder, he asks the Wilson Trapez, so then in its essence it's an Isachetze. So it's considered as an Isamez. So there are two Shayes, and the Ram says here in Yishwes, Yohochem Muchach Birushal. In other words, so Yishwes is more disposed towards the Shite that Neder is Chal on the Wilson Trapez. Neder is Chal on the Wilson Trapez. Now, thank you.
Bhagavad Gita says that the Ram Shiti is Vidas Aram Vichalik. We see in the Vishnu Svob. Bhagavad Gita says Vidas Aram Vichalik. The Aldova Rosa Biatsmose, Ki Nivele Vichadeime, Ein Nedachal. So Nedar is not Chal. The Elisa Chol Alisa. The Mikore Oyo Elisa Ralachim. Because Nivele is in the Chepsi. So he mentions that the shite of the Rami is that it's not Chal. It's not Chal. Because the Nivele is in Yisachet, the shite of the Rami. Then the Avim Ruin says that according to the Ram, in Dore, in Yisachet. Now, in the Ram Shmuel, so in the Ram Yidoyim, he doesn't discuss it. But he discusses another question, whether Neder is Chal Shmuel, whether Shmuel is Chal Neder. But whether Neder is Chal Nisurim, he doesn't discuss. But in Shmuel, he has told Shemes, and he seems to be disposed towards the Shite, that Neder is Chal, like as the Avim Ruin says, not as Ram Kivina says. He says, the Aldova also got music in the Bible, the Hadim, in the Nedachal. The Eil is a Chalalis. Alright. Now the Shach here, so he says, in Simon Rishnes Vod, Sif Yud Veis, he says, Mi Udaas Aram, Perik Veis Din Dorim Dach Yutches Amidaw, Amidaw Lef Kiatu. And the Shita of the Tur means, like the Ritva Nidoy, that Nedea is Chalai Beres Chayis. So the Shach is like Avim Ruin, you see. But Ram Kileya, but actually, I mean, his two Nishenes in the Ram Ishwes. Now let's see what the Mechaba passes in Simen Reish Nesvok. Simen Reish Nesvok, Sipe, Hod in Dorim Chobim Al Dvar Mitzve, Davke Be Mitzve Sase, Ben Sheyish Bo Esek Reide, בין שיש עשת בקיומו ולא יש עשת בביתו. So that was, לדור עם נסחום הדבר מצווה, so, זה מצווה ססל, בין שיש בעסק רדה, בין שיש עשת בקיומו ולא יש עשת בביתו. So it's still hot. בין הפרס בזה, בין ניסה רבו מאילו, לניסה רבו על יעצמי. So it is also hot, even for last night. What would be an example of Israel al Yatzme that in Dorim is called the Bat of Mitzvah? Suppose he said, Shvuo Sheikh of Kikazet. So he's also, and then he's Elise said, Bibitu, if he's not the Kayan, the Shvuo is either allowed to see, Lashoke, Lachavore, everything. Then he took an edad. He said, Kikazet also allowed. So it will be how? So this is what he says. Holy Dom Holla Mitzvah Dafkin is a Sesa, which 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 is a I mean, how could it be Chal? It's not Chal because I say altogether, even if it were shoes, it's not Chal. So certainly, if someone says, he takes a neder to be mivatel the laces of the veils, couldn't be Chal. I mean, even with the shoes, it couldn't be Chal. Why does he have to mention Avraham Mitzvah's laces at the Alme, a Michol, baby Bitule, baby Kiyume? That's a question. I mean, Mitzvah's laces say, Bikiyumei, alright, so that's Machlek al Hashem. In other words, what would mean Mitzvah Slaysi said Bikiyumei? Mitzvah Slaysi Bikiyumei would mean Kainem Nivelis alive. So, it's a Chiddush, there's a Machlek al Hashem. Today is Naran Yishmuetz. But, Laysi said Bikiyumei, he has to tell us that Laysi said Bikiyumei, it's not Chal. And it appears from the Moshim, for the same reason. That it's not Chal Bikiyumei, it's not Chal Bikiyumei. That's very strange. Aval Mitzvah Slaysi said, Yaomei Necho. Bein Bikiyumei, Bein Bikiyumei. I mean,
So it's not only the Mechaber has that Roshan. The Chidushi Rambam Shmuel says the same thing. So we have to understand. But anyway, he says, Abo al mitzvah slis, he said, Yaume, Eini chol, Bein bitulei, the Bein bitulei. So bitulei goes without saying that it's not chal. Bitulei, so that's the machlek of the shem. So the first portion in the Mechaber, it's in the Mishnah's book, Sifei is, like the shite of the Ritvo, in Udov, that, I'm the countryman, I mean, the first portion in the Mechaber is not like the Ritvo, in Udov, and he should be passing in the first portion, that Neder is not how on the virus of it. Kids, Harisho, Barachilas, the Beulah, in another hole, the Yehu Adin, then he continues, and he says, the Yehu Adin, the Iser, Haboa, the Atzmi. So, in other words, so that's the first portion in the Mechaber is like the Chubis Arajma. It's like the first portion of the Rani Shuez, and it's like the Chubis Arajma. Tov reish tesvok. So there the Rajbo also says that neder is not halal on the villas of Reves, because the villas of Reves is a hefte, and neder is a hefte, so it is a halal. Right. Then the Mechava says, V'yuhu adin, v'yiser abor li'atzmi, ki gim shoma, shvuo shelo yichu kikar ze, v'chozar v'yoma, kikar ze olai, ein chayo achz. So he equates, the first portion of Mechaber, equates neder and the virus of Trefes, just as neder is not chal, and the virus of Trefes, so if he said, Shvuo shalei yechol kikyal ze, Shvuo shalei yechol kikyal ze, and then he said, kikyal ze olai, so neder is not chal and shvuo either. Neder is not chal and shvuo either. That is, so that, the Rashbo, the Chumarish, so the first part, that's the Kashe of the Grob, again the Mechaber. Because the first part that he says, Harishoma Achilas Nebelo, Ayinam Elecholo, the Rashbo says, in Chuve Tofresh Tesvok, because Nebelo Sufreim is Yisachepte, Nedar is Yisachepte, so in Yisachalalism. But then, that same Rashbo, in Chuve Tofresh Tesvok, so he says that neder is chal on shvui. Why? Because shvui is isagavre. Shvui is isagavre. And neder is isachepze. So it's an isabeitzi. Here the Mechaber says, Harei shomer achilas kibir olai in aneder cholo. Vihu adin, liisa abo al diatzmei, kibin shomer, shvuo shomer eichol kikyal ze, vichoz abo omer kikyal ze olai in chay lachas. Contrary to the Ram, and the Rashbo in Tofresh Tesvok. So the Gros raises that question against the Mechaber in Chayim Lachas. But while this Mechaber is contrary to Tshuve Tofresh Tesvok in the Rashbo, it is in line with Tshuve Chilik Dalet Kuftes. So the Rashbo says it himself. So he was Chayze. So we discussed it. I mean, the two Tshuves of Rashbo. In Tshuve Tofresh Tesvok, the Rashbo says, the Rashba says the just is that in Tshuve Tofresh Tesvok, the Rashba says that neder is not how on the Bills of Ravens, because it is a Halisa, both are heft. But neder is how and Shvuo, because Shvuo is Isagatre, neder is Isaheft. But in Chilek Dalet, Tshuve Kuftes, the Rashba says the reverse. And he says, the just as neder is not chal, just as neder, just as shvuo is not chal a neder, so neder is not chal a shvuo. Now that we have to understand. You see, Bishleinu, what the Rashba says, especially when the Rashba says that in Tshuve Tofresh Tesvok that neder is not chal on the Bilis Trefes, because the Bilis Trefes is a Shemitza, it's a Nisachet. So, by the way, and then I cannot be a treatment because it's a halalis. It's a halalis. But why does the Rajpa say in Kuftes that the Nedar is not halal Shmuel? Shmuel, that's the prototype of Isagavre. If Shmuel is not Isagavre, so what is Isagavre? So we have to say, and I mentioned it before, the same pshat that that we said in the Ritva and the Nidor, and in the Rajpa in Tzom Chish as well, even though they are chilek on each other, but the Ritva Nidorim is strange. The Ritva Nidorim says Nedar is chal on Nevelos Treves, because Nevelos Treves is a gavre and Nedar is a hefze. But the question is, the hefze is a shenise, so how can we say that Nevelos Treves is only a gavre? The answer was, the true, that Nevelos Treves have a shenise, so the reason is a hefze attaching to the hefze. But this is a derivative of this agave. Essentially, it's a misagave. And as a result of this agave, a shemiseh, because the Torah asked every Jew to partake of nevele, so nevele shemiseh is chala nevele. Is chala nevele. So it's a resultant is a hefzeh. It's not an essential is a hefzeh. Masheiki nevea is an essential is a hefzeh. So the people, so the Rashbo, it's not the Samachim saying that the Rashbo in Tofesh the Svob holds that in the Vils Kreifes and Shomish Lehero is Isachepze, and the Ritva in Dorim holds is Isagave. They both agree that there is a Shemisa, that there is a Shemisa attaching to the Vils Kreifes. And they both agree that the Shemisa that attaches to the Vils Kreifes is not an essential Shemisa, it's a resultant shemisa. And essentially, it's a disagavre. And the shemisa attaches to the hefze as a result of the disagavre of the Torah. But the machlek is between the Rashba and Tofesh as well. And the Ritva in Midorim is on the question of isabesi. Otherwise, if an isa hefze is added, so then we say it's an isabesi. Now the question is, suppose that now in the case of the Nevelos Treves, where it also has an Isachefze, but the Isachefze is not an essential Isachefze, it's a result of Isachefze. Now when he asks a Benedea, when he asks the Nevelos Treves Benedea, so an essential Isachefze takes effect. So do we apply the Aroche of Isamesim or not? So the shita of the Ritva Nidorim is we do apply, and the shita of the Rashba in Tofesh the Svob is that since the net result is that even before he took the neder, so the hefze was osea, let it be because of a result in this hefze, not because of an essential in the hefze. But the hefze was osea, so in melee we cannot say that the fact that now an essential in the hefze takes effect, that it's an isamisi. It's an isamisi. That's the sheet of the Rashba. And according to the Ritva, it is an isamisi. And according to the Ritva, it is an isamisi. And mainly it's half. Now, the question is, now, so why does the Rashba say, on one end he says, that Nedar is chal nevel setreifes, that Nedar is not chal nevel setreifes. Why? Because there is the Chol HaPoches in result in this Achefza and the Treves before it took the Neder. Before it took the Neder. Then he says in the same Tshuva, in Tofresh as well, nothing of this, that Neder is Chalon Shmue. Why? Because Shmue is a Gavre. And Neder is a Achefze. But the Rashba Shite is that as long as there is an Achefze, even though it's a result in this Achefze, so then the neder cannot be chal, even though the neder is an essential isachefze. So true shvuah essential is isagavre, but it's a result of the shvuah which is essential isagavre. Let a shemiseh attach to the hefze. So we say that the Rashba holds that shvuah is distinguished from all other isachefze. All other sum shebateiro, which the Torah asserted, so since the Torah as the God that we need the veilers, so that gives rights to the result in his hefze to Shemisa. Masha'im king Shmuel, he asked, the Torah gave him the authority to answer himself to it from the Kikya. To answer himself to it from the Kikya. So since the Torah did not declare him as Osea to enter the Kikya, but he imposed the Issa upon himself, so that does not give a rise to Shemisa Lechet. Only when the Issa Gav is imposed by the Torah, then it gives rise to Shemisa Lechetze. But when the Issa Gav is self-assumed, when it's imposed by himself, then it doesn't even confer Shemisa Lechet. So that's the reason, that's the oneness of the Rashba in Tov Peshtes Vov. On one hand, he says in Tov Peshtes Vov, that neder is not chal on nevilas treifes. Why? Because even though essentially nevilas treifes is a nisa gavre, but there is a nisa hefze attaching as a result of the isa of the Torah and the gavre, the isa by the Torah and the gavre. So there is a shem isa attaching to the hefze. So the mele is a nisa chal on nisa when he takes the asas of the neder. But then he says in Tov Peshtes Vov that Eve. First he took his shvur shalaychon tikaseh, and then he asked the tikkah. V'neder, so it is chal, because the Rashba shita in Tov Peshtes Vov is shvur, since he was the one who imposed the isa upon himself. So it's incapable of conferring isha misa on the hefze as a result of the isa that he imposed upon himself. So it's distinguishable from the Velos Etreifes, where the Issa Gavre is imposed by the Torah. But Ashbo, in Kuftes, is failed. And he says, just as the Velos Etreifes. So, essentially, they are Issa Gavres. Still, as a result of the Issa Gavre of the Torah. So, Eishem Yisrael is Chalam Hefze as well, because since the Torah says, you are not allowed to eat the Mele. So the Mele, the Mele acquires Eishem Yisrael. So, since the Torah endowed a person with the authority to impose an Issa upon himself, so that he should be Osea to the Tikea, so that too gives rise to Ishem Issa and Hefze. So the Meile, the Rashba says, because this, just as Neder is not Halan, so Neder is not Halan Shuim. Because in Shmuel there is also a resultant Israel. There is also a resultant Israel. Alright. So this is the Teretz and the Kasher of the Dvor against the Mechaber. So the Mechaber, he didn't pass it completely like the Rashba in Tov Peshtes Vov. But he passed it one thing like the Rashba in Tov Peshtes Vov, and the other thing he passed it like the Rashba in Kuftes, Chelet Aleph. That's the first question. Then he says, Yeshem Rim is evolved. She not down in Gorim Asuri. He gave the veiles of Treifes. Chola Neder. So the Neder is how that. So that's the Shite of the Rishoni Gorim, and that's the Shite of Rashi in Shvues. The first lotion is the Shite of Teisus in Shvues. V'imochal ben, el ve'abal yelelech. Oh yeah. All right. Now, leave me aside. Mi shenu da beis nizirat. Mam di tzai lo robe moa al kochen kabune sfera. Kabune sfera. Yo di bei, yo ma di bei ma rei noze hayim, ma rei noze hayim, in zirat schoa nizirat. Di ki shvul sfera lehi doma, na ki bachai dam di zirat schoa nizirat, ma iku misai lo robe. Yo mi shan roche, mi shol shenu da chola o shteya. U mi shen roche, ki mi shol shenu o shteya, mi shol shenu o shteya. אב בשבוע שבשבוע שבשבוע חוב השביעי השביעי או ולא נעים לו וכן בחי לרש ולחי לנמי כי בשבוע שאינו אלא עד האם שנסביר את האבונש ויסאי לבות ועד לא מסמיד את דין בערים ונוזרעים על ידרעים הוכן נעים בשבוע שנות ולחי לנמי שאיני כי מי שעבד את הדביש נחי וכדי רוב בי בין ערים ונוזרעים ערים וזו מוכר עסקינו ומשמוח את אותו נעוצו לשני אלו בשאינו ומשבשו שנות אחו בשניהן וכדי לכתון את אורצו לשני אלו בשאינו ואני כאילו מסעירה ודוח דרוכת מי שקיבור רב שני זה בסך עצמו ומשום אוכל נשאר בשינו ואו שתירו בשינו לפי שבשור שלא דרה ושתיר בזירס הוא יסרוך אבל בשבועי עשרה לא מנו לו תחיל בשני או לחיימה כאף כמפומה כמי שר הרישינו נעלו לחיימה That's what we're doing. All right.
Und wenn in der Woche kann man fragen, wie die Leute, wie Nitres Jaitisch, wie Nitres Jaitisch, Schweizer Leute. Und man muss nachher die Schuhe, es kann was da eingedossen, die Schuhe ist ein Wasser, nahm die Seile oben, man muss die Schuhe, ich habe euch auf die Kasse auf die Dinge saßen. But I just want to go over there tomorrow. I'm not going to say anything again. Schuhe, ich habe euch, Schuhe, ich habe euch, 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 mit Mann, mit Tonne in mir lachas, mit Tonne in mir heil lachas, rafte Hudelesle, die mich aber haberte heil, und ich nach Rinne, chliube Hudeleke, hosch, schwue ich, mit Mann hilkesele chli Robbe, die oma Robbe, und ich aber geschehen, und ich schlio tak der Robbe. So, you could, if you want, you could be mit Gaik, from the Floschen, yes, the Lomdes of the Mishnes Yabit, the Angel Kalina. So in other words, you could say that this is the Pshat Milimot, Mishnachune, Chiyubi Deleke, Hoshmi Ike. So in other words, it's based upon the general principle of Yisachar HaLizya. So it's not Chal Gabi Onshin, but Gabi Yisur Ekhide, it is Chal. So maybe there is Rache, as Rabbi Yaakov Kalita says. But if the Aloha had been that it's not Chal even, we got the Yisur Ekhide, so Yishvuri that was not Chal at the very outset cannot be revived as a result of the Shaila Mishnah. But it's not Mucha, I mean, we can say, Lishna Chinech Yubu Yuleke, Ho Shvuri, now there is no Yisurin. But the Shvuri is Chal, but there is a Menea of a Nisachal Nisya. But it could be that there is no Nisya altogether. But that doesn't mean that the Shvuri cannot be Chal. The Shvuri can be Chal, but there is something that is Menea to Yisurin, because of Yisachar HaLizya. So when he's Nishal, so maybe it's Rivat. My Yilke Zilchi Robin, my Robin Nishal, Mishain also, Shri Tachter, Leila Misayel, Mishin Ova Shri Nizirah, Simon Esra Yishaino, if he's called Nishal also, Shri Yishaino, so, Mora says, if she give all of Shri Nizirah, the Masa. What do you want? Whatever you want.
What's my name? Yes.
Okay, come on. Time of a combination.
Yes.
Yes.
Nedorim, Shir, January 8th, 1978,
on Sunday.
What?
You did.
Right.
And you tape.
No.
Oh, you turned it off?
What?
You had a third tape?
Yes.
You sure? Oh, you went and got one? Okay.
No, I had it all the time.
Would it be possible for you to borrow the Shkita share that you have?
Yeah, you'll be using it later.
Yeah, good, thanks. Right away, as soon as I get it.
Gershon. Can I borrow today's tape for a second?
You want to listen to it? Okay, you want to do it to the say whatever, how long did it take?
Yeah, it
was
just
the time I could start.
I
was put here last
night. You know, and then I figured it was very special.
I don't know about I think so. But I reserve the right to take it back to you.
Okay.
Now I'm talking to you.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
All right.
All right, now let me just see what's there. I don't know where. It seems that.
Hey, the Omar local. Shemitchila Zvar Vitocha. So the Rosh and the Ran both say that the Terence of Rav Ashi is that there's a difference between little and with a shva and lachal and with a patach. Tosha says that the Rashi's Teretz says that there's a difference between lachal and with a patach and lachal and with a cholol. What, and what's the difference? So Tosfos says that Rav Ashi is rejecting what the Gemara in the Kasha assumed. The Gemara in the Kasha assumed that when you say Lachum and Shelo Ozalach, you don't have to resort to Mechlalah HaTashmein. Why not? Because there's a Hochacha, right? So then Rav Ashi is saying no. He's saying if you say Lo Chulin, so the Hochacha is in this expression Lo Chulin itself, then you don't have to resort to Mechlalah HaTashmein. But if you say Lachum, so is there any Hochacha in the beginning of what he said? In the expression Lachum itself, is there any Hochacha? No. Where is the Hochacha? From the next expression. Of Lachum and Lo'ocholach, Lo'ocholach constitutes the Hochacha. Then Rav Ashi says, you do have to resort to Mechlalah HaTashmein. And this Bryce also commands that it's in Mechlalah HaTashmein. So here we have three sheets here. We have the sheet of the Rosh that when you say Lo Chulin Sheolcholach, you don't have to resort to Mechalach Hashemayim. When you say La Chulin Sheolcholach, you don't have to resort to Mechalach Hashemayim. You have the sheet of the Rosh that by Lo Chulin Sheolcholach, you do have to resort to Mechalach Hashemayim. But La Chulin Sheolcholach, then you don't have to resort to Mechalah HaTashmein. And then you have Sheet of Tosis, which is just the opposite of the Ram. Lo Chulin She'olcholach, you don't have to resort to Mechalah HaTashmein, because there the Hochacha is Mechilas Barach. Lachulin Lo Chulach, then you have to resort to Mechalah HaTashmein, because there the Hochacha is from Sof Barach. Now what difference does it make whether the Hochacha is from Sof Barach or Mechilas Barach? The Pshat is very partial. Pshat tells us. Very simple to be mindful. You see, as I explained, what's the Hezber in the, what the Rosh and the Ran said? That where there's a Chofa, you don't have to resort to Mechalah HaTashmein. So the Rosh explains in the base of Yod. Right. But I pointed out from the Rosh, it doesn't seem like it's in the base of Yod. So on what basis is it? On what basis is it? So I explained that where a person says Lo Chulin, since there's a Chofa as to what he meant, so it's another term for Hekesh. Where there's no Hochacha, it's not clear what he meant, it's a question of interpretation, then only if you say Mechalah HaTashmein, so I'll be then, if he meant Lo Chulin, it's as if he said Hekdesh, as if he said Karma. But where it's Muchach, what he means, then Lo Chulin is just another term for Hekdesh. You don't have to resort to Mechalah HaTashmein, not because of the others, without the others. It's just another term for Hekdesh. So Tosfos holds that the Teretz of the Gemara is as follows. That where the Hochacha isn't the expression itself, let's say when he says Lo Chulin. So the Hochacha isn't the expression itself, then what did he mean? Lo Chulin by Hekdesh. So since the Hochacha isn't the expression itself, then it's just another way of saying Hekdesh. But when he said La Chulin Lo Chulin, is the Hochacha that he meant Hekdesh, is it the expression La Chulin itself? No. The Hochacha is in the following expression, Lo'ocho. So since there's no Hochacha in the expression Lachul in itself, it's not considered to be another way of saying Hekesh. And you have to resort to the Halacha of Allah HaTashmein. That's the Pshat in Tosfos. So you see we have three Sheetahs. Well, the Tosfos Sheetah is very interesting. It makes a lot of sense. But it's very interesting. So we have three Sheetahs. You have the Rosh, you have the Ran, you have Tosfos, and the Ran and Tosfos are just the opposite. But you should understand the Svara to all three. None of them are difficult. Now, then, we still didn't finish the Rambam. We have to go over the Rambam. So, tomorrow we'll go over the Rambam. And go over the Raya, and go over the Kesef Mishnah, his Teretz. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, because you see, that this question that the Rosh really discusses, whether you can be Kori Shem Peah, once you are ready, declared something to be Peah, that question was really discussed by the Yerushalmi. So I'd like to look it up. First, go over the Gemara. I want you to go over the whole Gemara. You have to go through the whole Gemara until the two dots here. And go through the Ram. And then, if you have time to go through the Yerushalmi, you'll go through that. But primarily, the first thing to do is to go through the whole Gemara through the two dots. Then to go through all the Ram. And to look up that one. And after that, you should look up the Yerushalmi. What the Rash calls, I'll show you where it is in the next Rash. Okay, I'll continue tomorrow.
Now this is the Makom Hanochi. It never moves from this level. It's considered Munach at this point, and it always remains at that point. It never moves from there. That's why it's considered to be a point of Hanochi, because it already reached the point where it's going to stay. It's not going to move from there. It might be moving actually physically, but Alpi Din, it already reached the point where it's staying. That's why it's considered to be a point of Hanochi. But over here, we don't apply the Halacha of Good Achis Vechista. So we say perhaps there is, why can't you?
Yeah.
Because this is not a machitza, it's not an actual machitza, because it's not open to the avir. So it already reached. So you cannot apply the special halach of love of good achas machitza. But one thing is true, you do apply the first halach of love, because the first halach of love isn't unique just to machitzas. But what is the first halach of love? We see the level of the karka coming up as much as necessary up to gimel, up to parches megimel tochen. So what does it mean? It means that it reached the ground level. So one way of explaining is, so what if it reached the ground level? Who says just because something reaches the ground level it's considered to be anacha? It's not true. This is what involves. What will be if you're going to have throw something that's going to hit the ground, but it's not going to stop at the ground. It's going to bore a hole right through the ground. When will the anacha take place? When it hits the ground or when it stops in the ground? Because the point is, it might have hit the ground over here, but it didn't stop at this ground level. It went deeper into the ground. So this level is not its makom hanacha. It's going to go yet further and have a makom hanacha in a deeper level. So it's not considered to be munach. Over here, we say good achis mechitzta. So it means when it reached here, it already reached here. It's not going to go any further than that. So therefore, it's already considered munach. Mashenkin over here, true, it might hit the ground level already, but the point is it's going to yet go to a deeper level. Since it's going to yet go to a deeper level, that's when the hanacha is going to take place. The fact that it takes place now is not a hanacha, so we can say yigudu and makom tzah.
So how did it apply to a sefer also?
Well, it depends. What do you want to do with the sefer? It's a clear. You want to know where we have the application of love? I hope you have not a chesed to Rishas Rabin. Nothing to do with this. I said gimel tzachim. This is just less than gimel tzachim.
No, it's short, I mean.
Well, this is a chet, this is a kli. This is a kli. You accomplish nothing by saying love, but it has no meaning. What are you going to say? This is not a machitza. You actually say a machitza, you cannot say the second halacha of love. So what do you want to say? That this is considered to be a makom anacha, to say you good over makom tzur? But this is not a point of anacha. The first halacha of love does not make this into a point of anacha. Why? Because what does the first halacha of love say? That it's karas mechtigamya. So that means that this is considered to be ground level. But it's going to go deeper than ground level. It's going to penetrate the ground level. So it's going to be munach when it reaches the level on the ground where it'll stop. It didn't reach the level of the ground where it's going to stop yet. Okay, it's clear? This is one way of explaining as to why only over here it's considered to be a makam a point of hanacha to say yigudu or makam torah. And over here, it's not considered to be a point of anachas yigudu makom tzur. So the basic ritual again is because here, what?
You can't say
over there because here, what does it mean by saying lovely? That it reached the ground level. So it reached the ground level, but it's going to penetrate that level. It's going to go further into the ground.
So it's not.
So anachas in that place. Over here, when it reaches this point, it's already considered to reach this point. Mm. Now,
the lava doesn't really help with the chesed because it's going to go deeper. It just considers it as a shizrabim, but not went up there.
That's right. So it reached the ground level of shizrabim, but since it didn't penetrate, so it can't, it's not considered the point of anachah. But the point is, according to this explanation, the distinction between this case and this case is that when it reaches this level, what type of din does it have? It's already considered to be a point of anachah. But when it reaches this level, this point over here, it's not considered to be what? If you are considered to be munach, that's the first explanation. The second explanation is perhaps you could say, in both cases, it's considered to be munach. In this case, it's also considered munach. As long as it reached the ground level, it's already considered to be munach. So what is the difference in this case and this case? The difference is, over here, it is considered munach. Why is it considered to be munach? Because we see the ground is going up. So So the reason as to why it's not considered good Makom Torah, even though it is considered a point of Anarcha, is because of a certain principle. It's an expression that's used many times. You cannot, you're being Ochez as Hachevel. This is just an expression that's used in many different contexts. Bishnei Russian. You can't hold the rope at both ends. You can only hold it in one end. You cannot be Ochez Hachevel Bishnei Russian. To consider this the point of Anacha, to say Yigudu or Makom Torah, you would in effect be Ochez Zachal Vishay Yashim. You'd be taking the rope from both ends and you cannot do that. What does that mean? Because why is this considered to be a point of Anacha? Because we imagine the ground to go up. If we imagine the ground is going up, then this isn't the Makom Torah. Because this isn't the Lamayim Yud.
No.
Because Lamayim Yud means Lamayim Yud from the ground. If you see the ground is going up, this isn't Lamayim Yud.
What do you mean? But the ground is considered to be a good Mechitza. A mound, he said.
The mound in the yud means yud tfachim from the ground, right?
So it's yud tfachim from the ground.
This is not yud tfachim. If you see the ground is going up, how many tfachim is it from the ground?
He said it's like a mound going
seven
up.
Seven tfachim from the ground. Between seven and eight
tfachim from the ground. So really, yud tfachim from the ground is yud tfachim from gimel tfachim from the ground.
Well, not necessarily, because you don't say love it in that sense. But if you want to say love it over here, because you only apply love it when you have an object within gimel tfachim. That's the only time you apply love it. You don't have an object that's in Gimel Tfachim, you don't apply Lovet. But since over here you are applying Lovet, you can't at the same time consider this a Makom Torah, because then when you're considering this point, we're saying the ground is here. But when we're considering this point, you're saying the ground is here. You can't do that. You have to be consistent. You can't.
But there we're saying that Achis Machisa, so you don't say that? So
that's right, here we're not saying. Here we're saying the ground is over here. But it's Munach over here. So we're not being inconsistent. The ground is over here. But this is the Makom Torah.
When you say Paris Nishanami, does that mean a mound goes up or the whole ground goes up?
I mean the whole ground. The whole ground in this area.
Because
it's like a mound. Not the whole ground, not the whole world. Just underneath this object, it goes up.
But we said that if it's there's a mound of one tefach and the other is nine tefachim,
yeah, so.
So I can get high here too. So let's say it's 2 and 3/4 tefachim up. So it's like it's.
Well, first of all, according to Rashi, you certainly couldn't say it because here it's not the chav above. So you certainly couldn't say it.
Oh.
And the question would be according to Tosis, which you didn't find it. The answer is we see the ground is going up from the point of view as what makom this lands on. But we don't see as actually having a mechitza, the ground won't form a mechitza. I mean, that, the Halacha of Lava doesn't tell us that. The Halacha of Lava tells us that the ground goes up in the sense that we consider to be, pachas v'gimot pachim, to be the level of the ground. But we don't imagine it to the extent that we see the ground is going up as if you actually have a mechitza there. That's not. But anyway, according to Rashi, you have a question. That would only be a question. All right, so you understand the two explanations I mentioned according to Rashi.
Isn't the second way
we understand as to why over here it's considered to be Anach to say Yigudu. The question is, why don't we apply the same thing over here? The first explanation was, this is not considered to be Munach. The second explanation is Munach, but in Manashach, if it's Munach because the ground level goes up, then the Makom Torah has to go up too.
But it doesn't change by
Makom
Torah this case, does it?
What?
The second way wouldn't even
change. No, it doesn't change this now. This is the Shita of Abaya. Rav Ashi argued. Rav Ashi says, even Shiva Machza, even in this case it's Chayav. My Taima, Mechitzas L'Tochan Asuyas. What is Mechitzas L'Tochan Asuyas? He says, since it's true that you say Lavad only by Mechitzas, anything which isn't Mechitzas, you don't say Lavad. He says, you don't say Lavad by a Kli. Because the walls of a Kli are not constructed as Mechitzas. They're constructed to accept something in them. Not to be Makhla for Makhla, not constructed as Mechitzas. Mechitzas are constructed for the purpose of surrounding a certain place, to enclose it. The walls of a kli are not constructed as mechitzas, it's for the purpose of supporting something. of supporting the dvash that you put into the kli. So since it's not constructed as mechitas, you cannot apply the second halacha of loving. That's the sheet of Ravashi. Mechitas is tochen. Tochen means the inside, to accept certain things. So it's not really mechitas. You can't apply the second halacha of loving. So what could you apply? Only the first halacha of loving. Only the first halacha of loving to become accepted.
So you're talking about
what?
So Malcolm.